Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We love to dig into those market trends, and today, today we're stepping into the world of institutional trading.
Big leaves.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about the players with the resources to really make waves, you know?
The ones who can move markets.
Exactly. And we've got some intel on the companies that are catching their eye.
Now, what's fascinating is these companies aren't all in one sector.
Right.
We're looking at everything from those big traditional banking giants to those really pushing the edge, like in the crypto space.
So a real
It
mix.
really shows you just how dynamic finance is these days.
Okay, so you've got me hooked now. Which companies are we diving into?
All right, so we've got seven on the list today: Citigroup, Marathon Digital Holdings, SoFi Technologies, Boeing, Amazon, Coinbase Global, and Alphabet Inc.
Whoa, okay, talk about a diverse group. We got some big names and some real disruptors in there.
Absolutely.
So let's kick things off with a name everyone knows, Citigroup. I
Okay.
feel like they've been making some headlines lately.
Yeah, they're definitely shaking things up.
Fill us in on what's going on.
So Citigroup, they're slimming down their global operations,
Okay.
really honing in on two main areas: wealth management and institutional clients.
So instead of trying to be everything to everyone, they're getting a little bit more focused.
Yeah, it's like a back to basics approach.
I like that back to basics, but, with a 21st century twist.
Exactly. They're evolving.
So what does this mean for Citigroup long term?
Well, they're tapping into a market that values stability, long-term returns,
Yay. Makes sense.
which can be a huge advantage, especially with how unpredictable things are right now.
Right, because it's not like a sure thing for anyone.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not just relying on their name. They're actively making moves for the future.
And I've heard they're making a big digital push, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Are they trying to appeal to a new generation of investors, do you think?
I think that, so they're partnering with fintech companies, upgrading all their tech, even incorporating mobile check deposits and personalized insights.
Wow.
They want to make online banking more user-friendly for younger clients.
Yeah, they've got to stay relevant.
Absolutely.
So it's like bridging that gap between traditional banking and that fast-paced fintech world.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got Citigroup streamlining and going digital. Now let's jump to a company that's making waves in a completely different space, Marathon Digital Holdings. Now, this one's for the crypto folks out there.
Yeah, if you're into crypto, this is one to watch.
So break it down for us.
Marathon Digital, it's all about Bitcoin mining.
Okay.
Picture massive warehouses packed with computers running 24/7 to mine Bitcoin.
They're literally creating Bitcoin out of thin air.
Pretty much.
That's got to be energy
It
intensive.
can be, but Marathon's tackling that head on.
Oh, really?
They're securing partnerships to access renewable energy sources, which is huge for investors who are environmentally conscious.
I was just thinking about that. That's a big deal.
It shows they're thinking long term and considering the sustainability of their operations, which matters a lot these days.
Yeah, it's not just about profit anymore. So it's
Right.
like the gold rush, but in the digital age.
A very green gold rush.
And speaking of shaking things up, let's talk about SoFi Technologies. They're often called the all-in-one fintech challenger.
Yeah, they're really trying to cover it all.
So what makes them so unique?
SoFi's going beyond just banking. They're offering an entire ecosystem of financial services.
Like what?
We're talking loans, investments, banking, even crypto trading.
Wow, all in one place.
All within a single app.
So they're like the Amazon of finance?
Exactly. And that's resonating. They've got millions of users.
And I heard they just hit a major milestone.
Yeah, they secured a national bank charter.
Whoa, so they're a legit bank now.
They are. This is huge. It lets them offer an even wider range of services, all within their app.
So does this put them on par with the traditional banks?
It really does. It gives them that legitimacy and shows they're being taken seriously by
Who
regulators.
they're playing in the big leagues now.
They are, and they're not afraid to challenge the status quo.
All right, so we've got Citigroup adapting Marathon, riding that crypto wave, and SoFi shaking up the banking industry. Now let's talk about a company that's had some ups and downs, but seems to be making a comeback, Boeing.
Yeah, Boeing's definitely been through it, especially with the 737 MAX issues.
A real roller coaster.
But they're showing resilience.
That's good to hear.
They've secured major orders for new aircraft, which shows renewed confidence in their products.
So they're regaining altitude.
They are. And their defense contracts are playing a big role, too.
Okay, so that part of their business is still strong.
Yeah, it provides a level of stability when the commercial side is a little shaky.
So it's like a safety net. It's
Exactly.
a classic comeback
It
story.
really is. They're not just surviving, they're setting themselves up for future growth.
Now let's switch gears to a company that needs no introduction. Amazon. It seems like they're involved in everything these days.
They really are.
What's driving their continued growth and grabbing the attention of those big institutional investors?
Amazon. It's all about relentless innovation and expansion. I mean, they've gone from an online bookstore to a global powerhouse.
It's hard to keep up with them.
They have a presence in everything. E-commerce, cloud computing, logistics, entertainment, even healthcare now.
It's like they're everywhere. What's the secret sauce?
I think it's their ability to constantly reinvent themselves.
Okay.
To spot those emerging trends and jump on them. They're not afraid to experiment, disrupt industries, push those boundaries.
Like with their acquisition of One Medical, that was unexpected.
Right. They're entering the massive healthcare industry, and they're bringing their data-driven approach.
It's a bold move.
They're always one step ahead.
Speaking of disruption, we can't forget about Coinbase Global, a major player in the crypto world.
Absolutely. They're the gateway for many.
So what makes them stand out to those institutional investors?
Coinbase is the leading cryptocurrency exchange in the U.S.,
okay,
providing a secure and regulated platform for buying, selling, and storing all those cryptocurrencies.
So they're making it easier for the big players to get into crypto.
Exactly.
For institutions that want to dip their toes in, Coinbase is often the first stop.
So how are they attracting these big investors?
They've been strategically expanding their institutional services.
Okay, like that.
Offering solutions that are tailored for those big players who want to get involved.
Like what specifically?
They provide secure custody solutions, advanced trading tools, even regulatory compliance expertise.
So they're making it less risky for these institutions.
Yeah, they want them to feel comfortable and confident in the crypto space.
So they're like the bridge between traditional finance and the exciting, sometimes volatile world of crypto.
A very important bridge.
All right. And last but certainly not least, we have Alphabet Inc., the parent company of Google.
The tech giant.
What are institutional investors most excited about when it comes to Alphabet?
Well, Alphabet represents a bet on the future of technology.
I mean, they are Google.
They're at the forefront of AI, cloud computing, autonomous driving, you name it.
Their reach is pretty massive.
And they're showing no signs of slowing down. And what about those other bets we always hear about?
Right, those ventures outside their core business.
Like Waymo, their self-driving car project, and Verily Life Sciences.
Those have the potential to be huge game changers.
Yeah, those are attracting a lot of attention from investors.
Absolutely. Waymo could totally change transportation as we know it.
That's the goal, right?
And Verily is poised to transform healthcare with their innovations.
Wow, the possibilities are really endless.
They're constantly pushing those boundaries. That's why they stay on top.
So to wrap it up, we have 7 companies, each with a unique angle on the evolving financial landscape.
Yeah, a very diverse group.
We have Citigroup, streamlining and embracing fintech marathon mining Bitcoin with a sustainable focus. SoFi, blurring those lines between tech and finance.
And Boeing making a comeback. Amazon constantly pushing boundaries. Coinbase bridging the gap to crypto and Alphabet, betting on the future of tech.
And what ties them all together?
They're attracting the attention of those institutional investors.
Who are looking for what?
Growth, innovation, and a glimpse into the future.
It's pretty amazing to see how these companies are shaping the world we live in.
They're the ones to watch.
We'll be back after a short break to dig a little deeper into each company's strategies and what makes them so appealing to those big-time investors.
Hook up back. So we've got the lay of the land now.
Yeah, good overview of these companies.
Right, so let's zoom in a bit and see why they're attracting so much attention.
Sounds good. Let's start with Citigroup. What's behind this shift towards wealth management and institutional clients?
Well, they're noticing some big trends. One is that the wealth management sector is booming.
Okay, makes sense.
As global wealth grows, there's more demand for sophisticated financial advice and investment services.
And Citigroup's well-positioned for that, right? They have the experience, the global reach.
Yeah, exactly. And by focusing on institutional clients like those pension funds, endowments, sovereign wealth funds, they're tapping into huge pools of capital.
Okay, so big money.
And these clients, they're in it for the long haul. They need complex financial solutions that Citigroup can offer.
So it's a good move for growth and stability.
Right.
But you mentioned a digital transformation too. How are they appealing to those younger, tech-savvy investors?
Well, they're really investing in their digital platforms.
Okay.
For example, they're adding things like mobile check deposits, personalized financial insights.
So making it easier, more convenient.
Exactly. Making online banking more user-friendly.
And are they doing anything else to kind of stay ahead of the curve?
They're partnering with fintech companies.
Smart.
Yeah, they're collaborating with startups that specialize in things like robo-advisory digital payments, even blockchain technology.
Wow. So they're not just shedding assets, they're evolving.
Exactly. They're staying relevant.
Okay, so now let's jump to Marathon Digital Holdings. What's making institutional investors so interested in a Bitcoin mining company? Is it just the Bitcoin craze?
I think it's deeper than that.
Mm.
While Bitcoin's gaining traction as an asset class, even some insurance companies are allocating to it now.
Really?
Yeah, Marathon offers a way to get into the Bitcoin mining industry itself.
So investors can bet on the growth of mining without buying Bitcoin directly.
Exactly. And what makes Marathon appealing is their scale and their commitment to sustainable mining.
Right. You mentioned those renewable energy sources.
Exactly. That's a big draw for ESG-conscious investors.
So they're attracting both the profit-driven and the environmentally conscious.
Yeah, it's a smart strategy to broaden their appeal.
Now let's talk about SoFi Technologies. They want to be the Amazon of finance. Are institutional investors buying it?
They are. SoFi is riding a wave here. The demand for seamless, personalized financial experiences.
People are tired of juggling multiple providers for everything.
Exactly. They want one place for all their financial needs.
Makes sense.
And SoFi is building that a platform that caters to the modern consumer.
All from your phone.
Right. And that national bank charter they got.
Huge win for them.
It's a game changer. They can expand even further, compete directly with those traditional banks.
So it's like having your checking account, investments, loans, even crypto all in one app.
Exactly. And it reassures investors that they're a serious player.
They're definitely shaking things up. Now let's move on to Boeing, a company on the rebound. What are investors seeing that's making them bullish?
Well, first, the demand for air travel is expected to bounce back strong as we move past the pandemic.
People want to travel again.
Exactly. And Boeing is a leading aircraft manufacturer. They're in a great spot to benefit.
They've got a lot of orders coming in, right?
A huge backlog, which means a healthy stream of revenue for years to come.
And those defense contracts provide a cushion.
Absolutely. A steady stream of revenue, even when the commercial side fluctuates.
So they've got a solid path forward.
Yeah, they're not out of the woods yet, but they're on the right track.
Now to Amazon, it seems like they're involved in everything these days. What's fueling their growth and attracting those institutional investors?
Amazon's all about relentless innovation and expansion.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone from online books to a global giant.
They're in everything.
E-commerce, cloud computing, logistics, entertainment, even healthcare.
That move into healthcare with One Medical was bold.
They're bringing their data-driven, customer-centric approach to a whole new industry.
And investors are excited about that potential.
They see Amazon shaking things up.
Did they anticipate trends and then change the game?
Exactly.
Now let's talk about Coinbase Global. What makes them so attractive to those looking to get into crypto?
Coinbase is the leading U.S. cryptocurrency exchange.
Right.
They offer a secure, regulated platform for institutions to buy, sell, and store crypto.
So they're making it easier and safer for institutions to get involved.
Exactly. And they're going further by offering tailored services for these institutional clients.
Like what kind of services?
They have secure custody solutions, sophisticated trading tools, and expert guidance on regulatory compliance.
So they're providing a complete solution for those navigating the complexities of crypto.
Exactly. They're removing the barriers.
Finally, let's discuss Alphabet Inc., Google's parent company. What excites institutional investors about them?
Alphabet's a bet on the future of technology. They're leaders in artificial intelligence, cloud computing, autonomous driving life sciences.
They're really pushing the boundaries.
And their other bets, those ventures outside their core business.
Like Waymo and Verily.
Exactly. Those have the potential to be game changers.
I mean, self-driving cars and innovative healthcare solutions are huge.
They're showing they're willing to explore new frontiers, invest in groundbreaking technologies.
So it's not just their current dominance, it's their potential.
Exactly. And investors are betting on their ability to turn those ideas into successful businesses.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Seven companies, each showcasing a different aspect of this evolving financial world.
Right.
Citigroup streamlining, embracing fintech, Marathon, mining Bitcoin sustainably. SoFi becoming that one-stop shop for finance.
And Boeing bouncing back, Amazon innovating Coinbase, opening the door to crypto and Alphabet, betting on the future.
It's a really dynamic mix, each with their own strengths, attracting those investors looking for growth and innovation.
They're shaping the future as we speak.
And now let's zoom out even further and look at the bigger economic picture, the macroeconomic trends influencing these companies and the industries they represent.
We need to understand the forces shaping everything.
So we've explored these seven companies, their strategies, what makes them attractive to institutional investors. But let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. What are the macroeconomic trends shaping the investment landscape, and how do these companies fit in?
There are several major trends at play. One that really stands out is the rise of digital assets, cryptocurrencies, blockchain technology, NFTs. They're moving from the fringes into the mainstream, and institutional investors are definitely taking notice.
And when we see this with Marathon Digital and Coinbase, right, it seems like finance is embracing this digital revolution.
Absolutely. Those companies are leading the way, and their success shows where the market's heading. Investors are seeing the potential of digital assets and looking for ways to participate.
It's a real shift in the financial landscape. Are there other major trends influencing institutional investors?
Oh, yeah. Another big one is the digital transformation of those traditional industries. Banking, finance, healthcare, every sector is being disrupted by technology.
Like with Citigroup and SoFi, right? Adapting to fintech and those tech-savvy customers.
Exactly. It's a crucial point. Adapt or be left behind. Companies that resist change risk becoming irrelevant. Institutional investors are betting on the ones embracing digital transformation, positioning themselves for the future.
So it's survival of the fittest in the business world. Are there any other key trends we should have on our radar?
Definitely. Sustainability is huge. Investors want companies committed to ESG principles, you know, environmental, social, and governance. They want their investments to align with their values, contribute to a better future.
And this is where a company like Marathon Digital shines, right? Their focus on renewable energy for Bitcoin mining.
Exactly. It's a prime example of integrating sustainability while staying profitable. This trend's only going to get bigger as investors prioritize ESG.
Okay, so to recap, we've got the rise of digital assets, the digital transformation of traditional industries, and this emphasis on sustainability. Three powerful forces shaping the investment world. It's fascinating how these companies, Citigroup, Marathon, Digital, SoFi, Boeing, Amazon, Coinbase, and Alphabet, are navigating these trends.
It's a mix of adaptation, disruption, and innovation. They're showing what it takes to thrive in this constantly changing world.
And institutional investors are watching closely, seeing their potential for long-term growth and value.
They're not just focused on today. They're anticipating the future. Their investments offer a glimpse into what they believe will shape finance and technology in the years to come.
It's an exciting time to be an investor full of possibilities and challenges. As we wrap up our deep dive today, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. Don't just observe these trends, engage with them, learn about them, consider how they might impact your investments, your career, your life.
The future is not something that just happens. It's something the choices we make today will determine what that future looks like. So stay curious, stay informed, stay engaged.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into institutional trading and the companies making waves in the market. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and happy investing.